Makos Perek Gimel Mishnah Hey 3-5. We have four more mitzvahs in this Mishnah that have the penalty of Makos potentially. There's no real chiddush in that these Mishnahs should be included in them themselves. These are all explicit psukim essentially. But the Mishnah will go on to have chiddushim regarding how many times you might get Makos for different variations of how one violates the sisser. So first we have these four isurim. First is Hakoreach Karacha Barosho, one who creates a bald spot on his head. This is out of mourning for the loss of a life. The Torah says, "Velo sasimu karcha bein einechem lameis." You may not make a bald spot, literally between your eyes. Although when there's a drasha that connects it to the kohanim and their hair, it ends up being the whole head, for the sake of a mace, someone died. And the second is v'hamakif paas rosho, one who literally rounds off the edges of his head. But it's referring to what we call the mitzvah of peos, where the beard, if you will, meets the hair line near the ear on the temples. So one isn't allowed to, the hair, one can't cut the hair there too short, so it's gone. And some shittas actually means shave it there. The point is, if one does, that's an isser. Again, malchus for that. It's a black and white pasuk. It says, lo sakifu pa'as roshechem. You shall not, bal takif, you shan't circumscribe, carve off the edges of your hair. And also, the next words of that pasuk say, "Velo sashchis es paas zekanecha." You shall not destroy, literally, the edge of your beard. So this is specifically talking about shaving. So the Mishnah says the third of the four, which is "Vamashchis paas zekano," one who literally destroys. Meaning here we're talking about shaving the edge of his beard. We'll see in a moment that the there's a din there, five edges or corners of your beard. The exact location of these five spots is wild mechlokas, but the point is, if one shaves his beard in those places, he'd be over a lav. And finally, v'hasoret srita achas al hames, one who carves a scrape, one scrapes himself over the loss of extreme mourning, extreme distress or someone dying. Whether we're talking about using your fingernails or a knife, whatever the story is, you can't scrape into yourself. And if you do scrape into yourself, that would be an Isser Doraisa. Again, black and white, the pasuk says, Viseret lanefesh lo sitnu vivsarchem. A scrape over a life, you shall not place into your flesh, something like that. So these are black and white Isserim from the Torah, and no reason to think why you wouldn't get Malkus for them. They're all Isser Doraisa, so you get Malkus, Arbaim. However, the Mishnah elaborates further, and it says, for example, that Achidish, Sarat Srita Achas Al Chamisha Mesim. If one makes a single scrape in his skin, but that laceration is over the loss of five separate people, since the Pasuk said, Viseret Lenefesh Lo Sitnu, as opposed to Viseret Lemes, so the Drasha, that's a strange choice of words, the Drasha is each Nefesh, each life is a separate Isser, so five lives, you'd get five sets of Malkus, and same goes, O Chamesh Sritot Al Mes Achad. If one did five scrapes over a single life, in both those cases, each scrape or each life is a separate Isser, and therefore Chayav Al Kol Achas V'Achas. One could be on the hook for five sets of Malkus. Same goes if one shaved his entire head, Al Harosh, meaning he shaves, or just even cut short with the scissors, whatever it is, according to many, both sides of his head was Peyasar, so that's two Peyases, if you will. So then, since he lost both of his peyot, he's chayev shtayim, he gets two sets of malchus, achas mekan v'achas mekan, because it's the right side of his face and left side of his face. So two sides, two malchus for two isurim. Al zakan, if you're talking about destroying the beard, so we said there are five corners, and therefore shtayim mekan v'achas melamata, you could be on the hook for five separate, one shave could get you five sets of malchus, because there are five corners you're not supposed to cut. That's Tanak Kamashita, the Chachamim and the Din. However, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, no, the whole head is considered like one thing, or the whole beard is considered one thing. And although it's like you're doing the wrong thing twice by cutting both payas, they kind of are like, it's a single goof, it's a single entity that you're doing an issue to twice. And that being the case, you're only liable for one set of malchus. This would be analogous to, let's say, the Torah says that the Kohen Gadol can't sleep with almana. So if a Kohen Gadol does sleep with the same almana two times, so then he's only on the hook, if he had one hasra, he's on the hook for one set of malchus, even though he was with her twice. But if there are two separate women, two different almanos, and someone gives hasra on both of them, one time, says, you know, you can't do that on a penalty of Malkus, and he sleeps with both of those women, so now he's on the hook for two sets, because they're two separate gufot, they're two separate bodies that two different women have. So the question is, do the two payas on either side of your head count as two or one entity? And while the Chacham say it counts as two, the Rabbi Lezer says just one. So Rabbi Lezer says inside Rabbi Lezer Omer, im natalo kulan ka'achas, if you took off both sides of your head, both payas, at the same time, one go, then enu chayev el achas, and you're just on the hook for one set of malchus. And the same would go for the beard. Enu chayev ad shiit lenu b'ta'ar, a new point here, like a new point, which is the Tanakama's point, really, which is to be subject to malchus for removing one's beard, he has to remove it with a blade, shaving. The Torah is talking about shaving, as opposed to, let's say, using a scissors or a tweezers or whatever, depilatory. Rabbi Lezer says, no, Rabbi Lezer says not just shaving with a blade, Rabbi Lezer Omer, afilu likto b'malket o b'rehitni chayev. He holds these other tools are also considered shaving. They're like within the bounds of normal behavior. Malket is something like a tweezers or something like that. Rehitni is like a digging tool. An adze, A-D-Z-E, is one translation. It's a digging tool, but the point is, like, think like an axe, but the blade is going perpendicular. But according to Rabbi Lezer, that is a normal thing to use to remove hair from your face, therefore you'd be liable also for malchus for that. The din is not like him. So tweezing, and certainly depilatory, and scissors, all that stuff, not chayev, not iser, and allowed to shave in that way, but the blade on the face is definitely a problem, and the poskim wrangle with electric razor and the like, and how they work. That's beyond the scope of this for right now.